And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here as always. Hi, Lee. What's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, there's lots on people's minds this week. The gay marriage debate in California, scrutiny of Michelle Obama. We'll get to all that in just a second. But first, Barack Obama's historic White House victory still has folks talking, including you, Michelle. Earlier this week, you offered a slightly different take on what this all means. Here's a clip from your commentary.
Can I just tell you, at some point, I hope it all stops being so special. President-elect Obama is at the center of a movement. He'll need every one of his gifts and then some to address the challenges that face the country. But I think the greatest measure of his success will be if and when we can come to see that in some ways, he's not so special after all.
And Michelle, that prompted a number of folks to respond with their views. And I'm looking at an interesting post here from Catherine. She writes, "I'm proud of my country and not for electing a black man. I'm proud of my country for electing someone who has the ability to excite and inspire our citizenry to look beyond color and recognize the message of unity and hope." Catherine, who says she's not a person of color, goes on to write, "I too hope that soon President Obama will be considered special for what he does as a president, and not just that he was the first."
Thank you, Catherine. Lee, another election issue still in the news, the battle in California over same-sex marriage. Voters there recently passed Proposition 8, which of course reversed a court decision earlier this year that legalized same-sex marriage. This week we talked about why many African Americans in California voted for the proposition and against gay marriage. The Reverend Deborah Johnson, a supporter of same-sex marriage, she's herself in a same-sex marriage, told us the vote reflected a gap between blacks and gays in their understanding of civil rights. Here's a short clip.
There's just been whittling away at traditional alliances to get the black community to turn its back on the gay community, creating sort of a sibling rivalry over oppressions and who deserves what and who deserves what rights.
That's the Reverend Deborah Johnson from California. We received lots of feedback, including from listeners who thought Reverend Johnson was being condescending. Here's a post from Lee Jose. "When you shake your heads on how blacks are engaging in sibling rivalry by turning their back on gays, you are insulting both groups."
Thanks, Lee Jose. And speaking of controversy, Michelle, there's quite a bit of controversy surrounding Michelle Obama. Now, people have focused on her career, her beliefs, even her clothes. And, well, we talked to a few tastemakers about Mrs. Obama's sense of fashion. And yes, they even weighed in on that red and black dress from election night, a look that people seem to either love or hate. Well, we heard from some haters out there, but there were also a few folks who showed the future First Lady some love. Here's a post from Susan. "Love the dress. I think that it would have shown to a greater advantage without the sweater. However, it's so much fun to watch Michelle Obama and the girls. They look terrific no matter what they wear because their inner beauty always shines through."
Well, thank you, Susan. Lee, do you care to weigh in on the dress?
Hey, Michelle Obama is all good from where I stand.
Oh,
all
I see. Oh, well, thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And finally, Thanksgiving is soon approaching. And just like last year, we want to ask you, what are you giving thanks for this holiday? Family, good health. What about that Thanksgiving experience you say you'll never forget? To share your attitudes of gratitude, please call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that number is 202-842-3522. Please be sure to tell us your name and how to pronounce the city or town where you live. And you can always go to our webpage at npr.org. Just click on Tell Me More and blog it out.